Scott Walker hoped with high gas prices, people would choose Wisconsin for their vacations.
That people, particularly out of markets like Chicago and Illinois and adjoining states, instead of looking to go four or five states over or down south to places like Disney World or out to the coast, instead will look to come up to Wisconsin.
In spite of flooding in southern Wisconsin, Walker felt the ride should go forward.
For visitors, Wisconsin is very much open, and the last thing we want is in this prime time of June, July, and August for people to somehow think that our attractions and our great destinations aren't open. And so we thought postponing it would play right into that pessimism, and instead we want to be optimistic about the fact that we're rebounding and we're ready to go.
Over 6 days, Walker and his entourage planned stops in more than 35 communities in Wisconsin and Illinois. I'm John Burton reporting for the Wisconsin Radio Network.